Oh, well, would you look at the time? It's 5 o'clock, hey? How about that? You know what that means? That it's time for this.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's The Arts Show with me, Jeb Gradowski, and We've got a great show today, as always. Let me do the intro as per the usual. Hi, this is me, Jeb Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 95.1 FM Burnaby at Simon Fraser University in the unceded territories, the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Coquitlam, the Squamish, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And, as always, we're going to do our very best to tell you about the fine, very fun, fantastical shows and events happening around town, this fine, very fun, fantastic city called Vancouver, as well as New Westminster, because, Belize is there, and that's really all I got on my radar out there. Though there's plenty of stuff to be heard at Deer Lake Park, but, I digress. We're going to get a few things out of the way, and then we're going to hop into the usual shubidubba that we get up to here on The Art Show. So stay tuned, don't touch that dial.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Oh, okay, I guess that one's a bit of a dud, but, oh, here it comes, I think.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at @thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hey, yo. That's a tight ad. Yo, can I get a track listing on this? It's tight. Hey, yo. All right. We're back to what we do here. Yeah. In case you missed the intro, this is The Art Show, and this is me, Jim Gradowski, and yeah, we're going to get into it here, folks. It is Thursday at time of broadcasting this, so if you're listening Friday night, enjoy the music I'm going to play, but the listings that I'm about to mention have already happened. But for our Thursday listeners, let's go, you know what I'm saying? starting us off today, over at the Red Gate at Main and 3rd, 1965 Main Street, you have Reverend Ape, Chen Baker, Chopping Spree. Not the Swedish metal band. Super Crystal. So it's going to be a night of a jazz fusion, a bit of psychedelia adjacent stuff. So it should be pretty cool. It should be pretty chill and rad and cool and dope and sick. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, so we'll check out some music from Super Crystal in a little bit. I saw them over at Music Waste at Green Auto, and they had a rip of a good time. So I reckon it'll probably happen twice. Or every single time they play, because they're so really good. We'll hear some music from them in a little bit. Couldn't find anything on the others, so that's what it is. Then going over to 648 Kingsway, we have Alec Arms doing the thing with Seeing Gray Girl's Nails, or Girl Snails. Still don't know. Is it which one it is? Still don't know. If you know if it's a girl's nails or a girl's snails, please drop me a line on my Instagram. That is moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A, moose.masta. That's me. You can stay up to date on what my plants are doing. They're doing good. I started some new terrariums, in case you're interested. You can take a peek there if you like. Again, drop me a line on Instagram, moose.masta. Alec Arms, Scene Gray, Girls Nails. How Sentimental is a band and a concept I think you can enjoy. 7 p.m. at 6 Right Kingsway tonight, Thursday night. Be there. For fans of the Canadian rock band of the 90s, The Odds, you may know them for their hit song, Heterosexual Man. Funny story. It was my buddy Decker's birthday, and I was going back to my place to drop off some stuff with him and my friend Chelsea, and I lived just near Lanolus, and we were walking by, and I'm like, oh, hey, I know this song. Oh, it's Heterosexual Man. Is someone covering Heterosexual Man? And my friend Chelsea pops her head in there, and she's like, oh, crap, it's, like, actually The Odds. So they've kind of reformed. Some of the members are holding on. They got Steven and the Evens, very clever name, doing a thing over at the Lido, along with power pop juggernauts, The Furniture, doing the thing over at the Lido. 9 p.m. door is showtime for that there, so get there early or enjoy some drinks on the patio beforehand, and get yourself a good seat up front or in the booth. Should be rad. Again, Steven and the Evens of The Odds. Very clever again. With The Furniture at the Lido Thursday night, 9 p.m. rather. Back over at the Heatley, you got Gordy Tentrees with Jackson Haldane doing the thing, all that jazz. It's going to be a nice another evening of country and folksy adjacent stuff. So, get yourself a nice beverage. Last time I cruised through there to see a show, I got myself a nice little Boulevardier. Shout out to the bartenders. Shout out to Vanessa. How you doing? The Heatley, great place. Recommend it. Again, music today will be featuring Gordy Tentrees and Jackson Haldane. Over in the West Side in effect, you got Moria and Claire doing the thing with Ivan DeWee and Long Call doing the thing. That's over near McDonald and Broadway. Just in the area there. Painted Chip, cool psych bar for the West Side. You know, there's not a lot going on the West Side, now that I think about it, other than, like, the occasional music of the St. James Hall. I mean, there's the Hollywood Theater that reopened a couple years ago. And, yeah, the Painted Ship in the last few years, too. So, I mean, you know, there's some stuff happening there. I mean, Folk Fest is in 2 weeks, week and a half. So the West Side will be popping off, specifically Kitsilano and stuff like that. A lot of fests happening that weekend. There'll be Green Auto Fest, Alley Fest at Redgate, Folk Fest. It's fest season, everybody. You don't have to go all the way out into the woods to enjoy a nonstop barrage of music. Shout out to people at Base Coast. Shout out to Audrey. Shout out Roja. Shout out all the homies, keeping the homies safe and, you know, upright at least, or, like, you know, not dead. Keeping everybody safe over at Base Coast and all the other festivals. Shout out Burn the Woods. Shout out all the people having fun this summer. Come back in one piece, y'all. That's what I'm saying. Okay, last up for Friday, first tonight, Thursday night, over the Fox Cabaret. I probably have more, but I forgot to log in. Wait, here we are. Do I have more? I have more, probably. Guess who wasn't fully prepared? This guy. But while I'm getting that already here, over at the Fox Cabaret, 7 p.m. tonight, you have Quasi coming in from Portland, I believe. Yes, Portland. No. Maybe Oregon. They're from Oregon, I think. But opening for them, Ribbon Stage. I was checking them out. Really cool stuff. They're from New York. Should be cool. We're gonna check them out, so stay tuned for the music in the next bit. The only thing I got outside of on my Facebooks rather is over in Bullies at New West, you got the Grazin and Infidelity doing the thing there. So over there, it's gonna be some alt rock, taking some slices from punk and classic rock, and putting that stuff together, as you know. Then the electronic post-punk duo of The Infidelity doing their thing. Should be pretty cool. $10 at the door, so bargain of a deal. Just got to haul your butt out to New West. It's not up a hill, so your life is easy for that. It's not up the hill. It's, in fact, downhill from the SkyTrain. It's like, I think, I don't know. My geography of New West is limited. All I know is at the top of the hill, there's a lovely park. Douglas College is there. That parkade is gone, and Antique Alley is a shadow of its former self. And that there was a pier there. I don't know if it's still there, but it was on fire at one point. Wild times, wild times. Yeah, that's a slice of Thursday. So we are going to get into it here. We're going to hear some music here from Super Crystal. This is going to be their track, Corndog Consequence. Ska's back, baby.
$500 to bring it out here, man.
We got a box.
I'm gonna open it.
Thank you.
Just me and a pretty little gal with dark hair, sitting on the porch with Charlie Parker, watching while the sun grew dimmer and the nighttime fell. Never was reality starker, sitting on the porch with Charlie Parker, watching while the sun grew dimmer and the nighttime fell. Well, all along the way, she dreamed of leaving. Forever, never mind, we're even, Steven. 'Cause me and another little gal with dark hair, sitting on the porch with Charlie Parker, watching while the sun grew dimmer and the nighttime fell. Well, she smokes and drinks and shoots and gambles, driving down the road with Charlie Daniels, watching while the sun grew dimmer and the nighttime fell. Turns out she's running from the angels, driving down the road with Charlie Daniels, watching while the sun grew dimmer and the nighttime fell. She's breaking out in sweats and heavy breathing. No wedding bells aware, we're even, Steven. 'Cause me and just about all the others, ha ha ha, like Charlie Feathers, watching while the sun grew dimmer and the nighttime fell. Just watching while the sun grew dimmer and the nighttime filled.
Here's the lonely cry for help in the wilderness. She's there by herself. Alone tonight, there'll be nobody else. She slowly fades away. She called me by my name. My loneliness has driven her insane. Alone tonight, she's there outside my gate. I slowly fade away.
Hey, yo, welcome back. I suppose that's how the phrase goes. You just heard Muff Dusters. They're coming in from the Sunshine Coast. That's a little sneak peek right there. That's Friday coming up. They'll be playing over at Lanaloo's with Bad PR and Barbarians. Friday night at 362 Powell Street for Muff Dusters, Bad PR, and Barbarians. That was their track, The Day the Lovin' Stopped. Right? Did I get that right? Yes. The Day the Lovin' Stopped off their album Vidvio, or if you want to do it the Slavic way, Vidvio. So, take your pick. Anyways, that was cool. That was fine. And fun. Before that, you heard Jackson Haldane. Song about Charlie Parker there. They'll be playing over at the Lido. Sorry, the Heatley tonight, Thursday night, with Gordy Ten Trees. Yeah, it seems like, you know, showtime 8 o'clock and 8:30. You know, settle in there, get your beverage of choice, get some nachos, get some homies, chill out, enjoy some chuns with the buds, you know? Jeez. Also, before that, you heard Ribbon Stage from New York. They're playing at the Fox Cabaret. Doors at 7 for this one with Quasi coming up from Portland. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that. I like that music. That was cool. That was their track, Nowhere Fast, off their album, Hit With The Most. Hit With The Most what? Hit With The Most what, brother? Anyways, yeah, Ribbon Stage. 7 p.m. for a Thursday night, Fox Cabaret with Quasi. Starting off that set was Super Crystal. I couldn't help myself doing the Cerveza Crystal joke. So, I mean, this is my show. I get to do whatever jokes I want to a reasonable degree. Which is totally fine because, you know, it's just, what is it? What was the joke? Cerveza Crystal. Where was the joke? Because, like, in case you didn't know, there was this thing. It was a Chilean beer. And apparently, according to the internet, and rather than play ads like before the movie, they'd have like special cuts in movies, though it could just be a total joke. Oh yeah, here it is. In December 20th, 2003, they made commercials which broadcasted during the broadcast of the Star Wars Saga films on Channel 13 there. So in the midst of the action of your favorite Star Wars movie, they had scenes where they would enjoy a nice Chilean Cerveza Cristal Pilsner, and that's the joke. And you just heard a slice of that from what was it? I don't know, that one with Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. I don't know what it was called. Yeah, what's in the box? Cerveza Cristal. Anyways, I could go for a cold one right about now. A nice tall ginger beer. And starting off that, yeah, that was Super Crystal. That was their song, Super Consequence. They're playing at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, and with Chen Baker Chopping Spree. Again, not the Swedish metal band one. And Reverend Ape. 7 p.m. for that one. 7 p.m. door time. So get your dinner in ya and get out there and get some. Gotta get up, get out, and get some. Don't let the days of your life pass by. Thank you. There's not enough old Outkast in the mix out there these days. Someone threw that on for me, and I was like, yo, 7-minute rap banger featuring Sila? Anyways, I digress. Let's talk about Friday. I teased a little bit about Muff Dusters playing at Lanaloo's Friday night, again with Bad PR and Barbarians. But let's talk about the rest of Friday. Giga show here, big time show, absolute banger alert. Like, this bill is stacked, I can't tell you enough. Kristen Witko dropping a new album, super stoked on this. I'm not going to be there, unfortunately, but my homie is going to buy me an album, and you should go too. It's over at the Red Gate. We're going to play some new music of hers. It's hella sick, I love it, and I cannot wait to get my little... actually rather large hands on it. It's great because I can cut with records. My hands are so big that I can like grab hot touch label on the edge very, very easily. It's good for plate running too. I digress. Spank Williams on the deck with that one there. Non-Law and Devours also joining forces for this absolute unit of a show. Kristen Witko with this album release for her new album. You may be asking yourself, how did I get here and what's her album? called? It's called A Course in Miracles. 8 bangers there, half an hour or so of tunes. We're going to take a listen to some music in a little bit here, so stay tuned for that. I took a sneak peek at it. It's very nice. What else? Over at Green Auto, another amazing show. Women in Music. This is going to be a fantastic showcase of just 4 of the many artists. Women artists, lady art. I don't know. It's like saying girl band. It's just a redundant phrase. But I guess in some places it is important to say that these are all women, all making sick music, all cool stuff. And it's Big Rig, Rainbow's End, Runner, Smush, all in the ring over there at Green Auto Friday night. We'll be taking a listen to some music from Runner here in the next cut, so stay tuned for that. Back over to 648 Kingsway, we have Worry Wart with an A, Autonomous Apes, Numb Dame, and Benzon doing an acoustic set. So get in there and try to love someone, or rather the music, but you know, anything can happen. I don't know. Find true love. Find true love at a concert. It's doable. Just loud. It's hard to talk when there's a sick band playing. But that may just be a me thing. Anyways, moving on. Once again, Worry Wart, Autonomous Apes, Numb Dame, Benzon, 648 Kingsway. I'm guessing 7 p.m. Possibly later. Just show up there. If you're late, if you're too early, go grab a bite. Chill out. Go to the Polish Community Center for some reason. Who knows? Anything's possible. Back over to the Fox Cabaret, Ben Arsenault doing an album release there with Mary Patino doing the thing. We're going to hear some music from that said new album here. The album's called Making Way for This Heartache. Ben, after my own heart here, I love hearing your beer country music, and that's what you're going to get a little bit of here. So stay tuned for that. We're going to hear some music from that in the next little bit here. So stay tuned for that. Over Cobalt, Mr. Pets, Laverne, DeZoom, doing the thing. Apparently, Cobalt's under new management. If you were going to shows back in the day, and by back in the day, I mean like 10-ish years ago, because I'm a grandpa now. No, I'm not. I'm not a grandpa now. I don't even have one kid. I have 3 nephews. 4 nephews. 4 nibblings. Nibblings? Yes, I believe that's the term. Nieces and nephews, but if you want to be specific. But anyways, shout out Lydia, Dylan, Jeremy, and Ainer. Anyways, Zoo Shop was the thing back in the day. I did a sick interview with Dave Madental along about the last show there. I think it's still in the archives. That's when I was trying a new editing method of called Hot Off the Top, where you get the juicy bit right at the beginning and then get people to hang in there for, like, you know, when it comes back. Anyways, apparently Esqua of Verboden Variety and Dave Madental of the former Zoo Shop, and along with me, I think one other person, have taken over the Cobalt, but don't quote me on it. That's what I heard. I think I saw it. It's pretty cool. Back in the game. All right. But they have Mr. Pets, Laverne, and DeZoom doing the thing at the Cobalt Friday night, doing the thing. Check it out. Trooper Fest over at the Alf House. A legendary